told you in the big lead, we got some shocking news yesterday as Kittitas County released that they had offered to help our state's DOT clear mountain passes, specifically Snoqualmie Pass, when it was shut down for several days, but that the Washington State Department of Transportation refused their offer of assistance of both manpower and equipment because Kittitas County does not have the same vaccine mandate that Jay Inslee has imposed on state workers. This is shocking that they did not accept the help to open up the pass. State Senator Curtis King is the ranking Republican on the Senate Transportation Committee. He joins us here on the Dory Monson Show. Senator, always good to talk to you.
Pleasure is always mine, sir. Thanks for the opportunity.
What was your reaction when you heard that the state DOT refused help? I mean, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, your district is over there in Yakima, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I mean, this was very serious stuff. We're talking about, I mean, lives were in danger. People were going with bare grocery shelves. Commerce was interrupted. Cross-state transportation was interrupted. What was your reaction when you heard that the state DOT refused an offer of assistance from Kittitas County?
Well, this is where, I mean, it's unbelievable, but it's where the state agencies are using, you know, the governor's ideology over the safety and concerns of our commerce, our citizens. I mean, there's thousands of trucks sitting alongside the road waiting for these passes to open. Thousands.
Right. Yeah.
All full of product and everything else. And some of them probably needed to be unloaded more sooner than they were going to be. But then think about the individuals. The one that we ought to be concerned about, how many of those people were trying to get across the pass so that they could get to medical care, critical medical care that sometimes is only available on the west side as an example. You know, we don't care about them. We care about the ideology that because we have a mandate and because Kittitas County said, you know, they didn't require that. We're not going to use them. So what do? They go out and they hire private individuals, private contractors to help them. And why do they hire private contractors? Because they don't have to meet that vaccine mandate.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it is. Well, just, and then to have the gall to say, well, this wasn't caused. The extension, it didn't last any longer than it normally would have, under previous years, because we didn't fire anybody. Well, yeah, they did fire them. And it was selective.
Right.
That's the other part that just drives you crazy.
Well, I talked to a Department of Transportation worker who had an email that he shared with me that said that he was terminated. I mean, there's no question he was fired, no matter how they're trying to spin it. But let's get back to the main point. So yeah. Jay Inslee and Roger Millar, the head of state DOT, they chose to endanger lives, to stop intrastate commerce, to stop intrastate travel. They chose to halt all of those things and risk lives because of a mandate for vaccinations that, by the way, isn't doing any good at all, because we're seeing all the COVID numbers and more hospitalizations and all of that. I mean, to me, Senator, this is about as dangerous as politicians can get. If they are putting their cause above the lives, the safety, the well-being, the commerce of the people of this state, now we're talking about some really dangerous and, I would think, maybe even impeachable stuff.
Well, I don't know about the impeachable part of it, but the other part that I worry about are those individuals that are still there, the state employees that are doing their level best, doing everything they can, giving their all to try and get these passes open and working overtime and overtime and overtime. And we're putting their lives in danger because of exhaustion and the critical nature of what they do. Nobody seems to be caring about those. The governor doesn't seem to be caring about those people. They do care about the job they do. They do care about taking care of our passes. and thus taking care of the citizens of the state of Washington. They want to do all they can. And in my opinion, they got shortchanged by the governor and by Secretary Millar.
Well, and a lot of the people who are working for state DOT, they're working 7-day shifts. They're away from their families. They usually work a 4-day shift. Instead of a 6-man crew, they're down to 3-man crews. For them to say that the firings had no impact is just a provable lie. Why would this not be impeachable? If you have state officials who are putting the safety and well-being, maybe even, as you say, with medical care, if they're putting maybe the lives of the people of the state below an arbitrary, capricious vaccine mandate, why would that not be impeachable?
Well, it may very well. I am not knowledgeable enough to say whether that's true or not, Dory, to be honest with you. But I can tell you that back when we started to see this mandate come to fruition and we started to see the number of state employees that were being fired, I believe I wrote an editorial that said that, or at least a press release that said just exactly what's happening here, that we are putting the lives of the citizens of the state of Washington at risk. Because these passes will not be open. They won't be as safe as they normally would be. And here we are, you know, even more so than I had ever anticipated.
Yeah, but the fact that you somewhat anticipated it proves that there was a reasonable chance of something like this happening, and that's not Monday morning quarterbacking. You called that before any of this happened. Is it correct that you have a 4 o'clock Senate Transportation Committee meeting with Roger Millar this afternoon that had already been scheduled?
I think it is today. I have to go back and look, but I believe he is addressing the committee today in regards to the state of transportation. He normally does that on a session basis, and I think today may be the day that we hear from him.
I believe it is, according to my schedule. So what in the world are you and your colleagues going to ask this man now that we know that they are putting a vaccine mandate ahead of the livelihood and the safety of the people of this state? Because in my view, Senator, I think that Jay Inslee and Roger Millar have lost their soul. When they saw that pass was closed for day after day after day, and they had an offer from a county agency to help clear it, and they said no? I mean, I that's unbelievable. So what are you going to be asking them?
Well, we will follow up on that. I'm curious to hear what he has to say to us about that and how he would like to, how he's going to explain it. And then we will ask him those types of questions, is why would you turn this down? And then go out and hire somebody because they are not required to have the mandate. I mean, it is like you say, it is just truly unbelievable that we would go this far. But that seems to be where we're at these days.
I have been trying to find out, and I'll ask your help in this. Will you find out how much they spent on that private contractor when they could have had Kittitas County on Kittitas County time help clear the roads? Would you find out how much they gave this private contractor?
I will be glad to ask that question.
Okay, I'll touch base with you by tomorrow and see if you're able to get an answer on that, because no doubt they also spent a fortune trying to make up for this offer that they turned down from a government agency. It's amazing.
And I agree. And I want to before we get off of this, I want to thank those individuals that are still there working and doing everything they can, and they deserve a great deal of gratitude from us. And we have to feel for the people that left.
Absolutely.
There was absolutely no reason that mandate had to be there. I mean, even Governor Newsom, as liberal as he is out of California, he gave those people an alternative. Be tested once or twice a week and continue on. But no, we had to say, oh, we're going to be better in California. We're going to be better. We're going to make this really strict. And we're not going to give them any options. And here we are. It's amazing.
That's why I say that this is the branch COVIDian cult, and Jay Inslee is our latter-day David Koresh. I'm really worried about what's happening in our state right now, Senator.
Well, I appreciate, you and me both. Yeah.
All right. I appreciate you coming on with me and ask him some tough questions today, because I'd like to get those answers through you.
We will do our best, sir. I hope you know that.
Thanks for coming on with me, Senator.
You betcha. Dory, thank you.
Okay. All right. State Senator Curtis King, he's the ranking Republican on the Senate Transportation Committee. He'll get a chance to face off with Roger Millard this afternoon.